Hi everyone, thank you for joining, thank you for liking BSD, and hopefully I will try to encourage you to help developing BSD. So let's get started. So the program for my discussion, for which I have 15 minutes, is to go through 45 slides, so hang tight. I'm just kidding. I will start with a bit of background information, compare some device driver codes so we can have an idea how it looks between the different BSDs, call for help, and try to send a few ideas out about how we can work together on BSD drivers. Speaking of which, what about BSD drivers? Well, sadly, the lighting doesn't allow me really to show much. So basically, I'm gathering the list of different drivers for different hardware, showing how, for instance, on FreeBSD for sound cards, you have Sound HDA. On OpenBSD, you have Azalea, then HD Audio on NetBSD now. And so you have sometimes a driver missing in one BSD, not in the other. They have different names. Sometimes history, which merges, goes somewhere, then patches come back, go. Some areas are more developed in one BSD over another, like TV capture or sometimes Wi-Fi. So it's a bit frustrating in a way that we have this awesome hardware support, and at the same time, not every BSD benefits always from the other BSDs and the progress they make, or one bug is fixed in one and not in the other. So to summarize, and good morning, it's a bit of a mess, drivers everywhere, but feels a bit sometimes like a rabbit hole, I would say. So we have a collection of drivers with different history, some in common, some with different names. Evolution is not consistent across the different BSDs. But thankfully, there is documentation. Let's have a look at the differences between the different systems. So this is the manual page for driver on FreeBSD. So as you can see, you have a few system headers, kernel headers in this case, some functions which should always be implemented, probing, attaching, detaching, some throbbing and twiddling, whatever that means. Some data structures with references to the methods for attaching, probing, and so on. And then a declaration for the driver for the kernel to find it, another macro here, gathering, putting everything together. So looks pretty nice and clear to me. But then if you look on NetBSD, it's a bit simpler, actually, one less header, fewer functions which are documented here or mentioned here at least, then just a single macro to attach all the bits together and declare it for the system. Then you have OpenBSD. Oops. There's no manual patch for driver on OpenBSD. So, hi, Stefan. You want to volunteer?
Read the code.
He said, read the code. Yeah, gladly. You couldn't be more on cue. We're going to look at UMB, which comes from OpenBSD, actually. So this is the manual page from OpenBSD for UMB. Well, documentation is usually very good, so that was just a joke. So basically, the UMB driver is about a USB network card, which does LTE / 4G support on the USB bus using the MBIM protocol. So it's actually a standard protocol for many cards across vendors to have support for like cards from Dell, Ericsson, Sierra Wireless, quite a few,